You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The 51st International Eucharistic Congress has utilized social media to spread the message of the power of the Eucharist. News, photos, and videos from Cebu, Philippines have been sent around the world via Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms. To find out more, Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett spoke with Bishop Milo Vergara, the chairman of the communications team of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines.
This is like a spillover of the papal visit last year. So they decided that given what took place last January 2015, we would come out with some sort of similar template, and we would want to bring the 51st International Eucharistic Congress to the whole world. And it's doing well. In fact, there have been reactions from different parts of the globe, very grateful for sharing bits and pieces of the Congress to them.
I see that you have a lot of young people involved in this. It's almost a kind of pastoral work.
Actually, they're very excited. I think this is how we connect with the young. And it's a realization that what happens is the young become more connected to God given social media. So what happens is they are touched by whatever happens, and they want to promote it to others.
You mentioned the Pope's visit in January. Of course, it's exactly a year since that visit, and you spoke about spin-offs and learning from that experience. What are some of the things that you learned? What are some of the mistakes that you made in terms of communication during that visit that you've corrected now during this Congress?
First, learnings, the positive things. I think the word is synergy. I have realized that when I was appointed to take over the whole media coverage, I was so scared. This is a big job. But people just come to us and would want to help. And I realized because of their enthusiasm to help, just trying to orchestrate things, to put things a little bit in order and see how we will fine-tune each channel of media became very real. And things just fell into place, but I realized it was actually the Holy Spirit who made things happen. As far as the mistakes, I think one thing I have seen is there's no perfect coverage. Along the lines, there would be tensions, there would be bloopers, but I mean, God works it out well. If you recall, one situation that we had to hurdle is the Pope's trip to Tacloban. It was a difficult situation because there was a Category 2 storm. So imagine, he said, we will push through with it. And when he was there, the storm intensified. But we were able to cover things and see the great impact to the world. The Pope's decision, I'm sure there were struggles with the whole, with the team in charge of the papal journey. But, I mean, God was with them. And things went well. He just came back. He left early. He came back early. And the world saw the faith of the people. And then you saw Luneta, of course, 7 million people.
We live in a visual culture, so I have to ask you, as I look around at this Congress, as we grow old together, what is the image that's going to stay with you of this Congress, of the many people you're meeting and the many things that we are seeing? Is there an image that will be the predominant one that will come to mind when you remember this 51st International Eucharistic Congress in Cebu?
Church. I would put it in the word church, but not the physical structure. It's striking that we have the International Eucharistic Congress. The Eucharist means the body of Christ. It was so real to me that I was in the body of Christ, experiencing it. And, you know, you would see it up here. You would see 12,000 delegates very attentive to all the sessions. But in the first opening, the opening mass, the first mass, almost 400,000 people in Plaza Independencia. We look forward to the last day. And Archbishop Jose Palma said, the statue orbis will be 1 million people. I think you see the Eucharist alive. It is flesh. It is not the physical church. It is really the body of Christ.
That was Bishop Milo Vergara speaking to Sean Patrick Lovett.